It's my pleasure to welcome a gentleman that enjoyed an incredible career in the National Hockey League, came up with Rimouski, started his career in Tampa, won Stanley Cups, won Most Valuable Players, won World Championships, represented his country incredibly well. It's my pleasure to welcome Brad Richards to the program. Brad, thanks a lot for doing this. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, of course. So you're, you know, I was texting you and asked you to come on the show, and you were golfing yesterday. You're coming out of Pilates today. It seems like you're adjusting to retirement pretty well.
Yeah, I got to stay busy, but this has been on my mind for a while, so I'm really enjoying getting to do things that normally in the summer you always have training in the gym and skating in the back of your mind, and that's not in the back of my mind, which will be emotional when I see everybody get going, but at the same time, it was time for me to step away.
And why was that? When you said you've been thinking about it for a while, you're from Prince Edward Island. You come from a place in hockey where you played in Rimouski in the Q and had a great career there. And coming up in Tampa, so not Tampa. Of course, when you came up, was one of those markets where people were like, "Wow, why is there a team? Why are there teams in Florida?" And of course, you enjoyed incredible success. And Vinny LeCavalier, one of your closest friends and a guy that was teammates with you for a long time, you guys achieved great heights together, also retiring. But when you were making this decision, was it a incremental process over the last few years where you started thinking about it at a certain point, or was it something that just you snapped and went, it's time?
I think probably January this year, I really it was an honor to play for the Red Wings, but coming out of the Stanley Cup and not being able to play, stay in Chicago and go to a new team again, it was three teams in 3 years. And I think the high of winning a cup, it was just a tough year. And I just realized that at this point in my career, first of all, I'm not playing the way I used to and accustomed to play, and that's age and moving around and new coaches, new teams, new players. So it was just getting hard on me personally, and more importantly, my family. I didn't know again this year, we're expecting another baby. We're going to have to move again in the fall. So when you combine all that, it was, I think I've, played at a good level, and I wanted to go out playing at a certain level, and I didn't want to keep hanging on and, not knowing, where you're going to fit in on teams every year. And, I was happy, with two Stanley Cups, and I just wanted to step away and get on with other things and new chapter in my life.
At @BRichards_1991 on Twitter, Brad Richards is our guest on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. And you bring up a point that I always find interesting, Brad, is that at the end of a player's career or an executive's career, and I look at, whether it's Phil Jackson going to New York to be with the Knicks, or what's gone on with, Pat Riley in Miami with Dwayne Wade not re-signing. It just seems like at the end, it's hard to have perspective, right? And you brought up a good point about not re-signing in Chicago, and you won the Cup, and that was a year that you left New York, you got bought out. A lot of people questioned whether you could still contribute, and you did. You were a big contributor to the Stanley Cup Finals and Stanley Cup run that the Blackhawks had. And even in Detroit, right at the end, the Red Wings made the playoffs for the 25th consecutive season. It wasn't easy, but you were contributing late in the season, game tying goal against your former team on March the 12th with 32 seconds left, and you guys won that game. How important was that for you, that you weren't, like you said, hanging on?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody's competitive, and I'd like, I always would err on my own confidence that I could do more and play longer and the right situations, but it's tough. I understand, you go to new teams and they have their guys, and the youth now is coming in, and coaches are going to go with guys they know. And you can look at it both ways, but I believe the last 3 years I was still contributing, and I won a Stanley Cup on a real fun team to play with, an honor to play with in Chicago. And, it wasn't bitter, but it was, I could just see it was, the fight was starting to decrease in me having to reinvent myself every year. And, I put enough work in where I was proud of my career, and I just, that was, you know, it took a while because it's a tough thing to walk away from a great game and something you love. It took a lot of going back and forth, but to be honest with you, I felt more anxiety and more pressure trying to figure out how I'm going to fit into a team and go play somewhere than I did stepping away, and I'm very relaxed and happy right now.
And that's, I think, probably the most important thing in life that people don't get, right? And you got married in the last couple of years, and you have a baby, you have a young, young son. And how much of that factored into the decision? The fact that you now you have a family.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's everybody has families in hockey. It's not just me, but the way my family and the way my career went, it kind of, my family's starting at the end of my career, and so it's a nice transition where I have a lot to look forward to, and my son is gonna, he's two in the, and by next summer I'll be able to start taking him and getting him into sports and doing stuff. So there's lots of positives in my life that are changing anyway, and it was an honor that he got to be on the ice for me when I won a Stanley Cup, and that was great. And he got to be in warm-ups this year in Detroit, and I got to see him banging on the glass, and I got to see that and have those memories, and that's also a great honor for me.
Brad Richards is our guest, and before we let you go, great career with 1,126 regular season games, 932 points, and in the playoffs always delivered 91 points in 123 games. What stands out for you in your career? What are some of the memories that you can share? Winning the Stanley Cup in Tampa, I imagine, is a big one. But a particular moment when you arrived, particular moment when you won, anything that you would look at as a highlight or highlights?
I mean, there's lots. The game is such a great game. It's given so much to me right from your first game, your draft, all the way through to, winning the Stanley Cups, winning them in two different eras, really. 04 was a lot different game than it was in 2015, and to win one in an original six franchise and win one down in Tampa where we built something and grew the game, all that's very special. The World Cup, playing with my idols, Joe Sakic and Mario Lemieux and people like that, and getting to see them up close in the locker room, all that stuff was, you could go on and on, but, many great teammates and staff, they've all been great to me, and hopefully I have these friendships forever.
And you do a lot of charity work. You do your Celebrity Golf Classic and PEI, and in Dallas you did Children's Medical Center's oncology department, and in Tampa you donated tickets and invited families dealing with various forms of pediatric cancer. You've done that throughout your career. What did that, we know what you've done for people, but what did doing that do for you?
I don't know what it does for me. I mean, it was always something in my heart because I lost my best friend and my first cousin who lived across the road from me when I grew up at a young age. I was 9 years old. He was seven. And so I don't know what it did for me. It was more seeing that firsthand. And I always watched players, on Hockey Night in Canada or whatever, that did stuff, with kids, and they'd always have those specials on during games and show what athletes are doing. And it was just always something, when I got to the NHL, it was in the back of my mind, why don't I do something in honor of my cousin? And obviously it was always to see the looks on the faces and the families. And I think in Tampa especially, it was great to see, not only did the kids get to come have fun, but the families got to learn about hockey. And they've really realized what a great game we have and what great people we have. That made it very, very fun to see and do.
Brad, thanks for doing this, and I got to commend you, man. I've tried Pilates. It's the hardest thing in the world. How long have you been doing it?
I've been doing it a little bit the last year and a half, 2 years. Just the body starts to change, and I think it's nice not to be under a squat rack. I can lay on a mat and kind of relax as I do it, but it is hard. But, I think at the end of my career like this, the body needs to kind of do that stuff more than the heavy lifting. So it's fun.